if you like them big. I'll let that one sink in for a second. Episode 535 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, suggestions for how to choose your next race. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's episode, just want to let you know that if you enjoy the show enough that you would be willing to support it in a myriad of ways, there's a page on the website that you can head over to at your leisure, at your convenience, and the link is dizruns.com/support, and the link will also be in the show notes and in the info on your phone if you're on the go, and it's actually in there for every episode. But there's a whole host of options, from free to affiliate sales to support the show financially via Patreon, and everything that you do helps. Every shekel that gets in my account because you buy something off of Amazon, or you know the Patreon money that you buy me a cup of coffee every month, and you know those things obviously help, you know, directly keep the lights on. But sharing the show on social media, posting about it on your blog or your website, just you know retweeting episodes, retweeting things, you know whatever the case might be, it helps to move the needle. And I do need to commend you all because the needle has been being moved of late, and I know it's from you guys. So thank you all for your support. Thanks for recommending guests for the show, and thanks for the things that you'll continue to do to support the show. So if you want to see the whole list of options, and actually that page needs to be updated because there's some more things coming as well. Dizruns.com/support is the page for all you know, at least a handful of the many ways that you can continue to support the show, all of which are appreciated, and again, some of which literally cost you nothing but a few seconds of your time. So thank you again for all you do, and you know, here's to another, you know, 500, 600, 800 more episodes from where we already are. You know, you all keep listening, I'll keep doing them. So we've got a deal there. So today I want to talk a little bit about trying to figure out what races you want to run, you know, either later this year, into next year, whatever the case may be, because if we're honest, there's a lot of races out there. You know, there's more that come up every year, it seems like. There's local races, there's the destination races, there's the big races, the small races, trail races, road races, obstacle course races. There's no shortage of races out there. And you know, at first blush, it's like, well, yeah, just pick out the one that you want to do and run that race. You know, if you don't like obstacle course races, then of course you're not going to look at obstacle course races. But even when you start to pick, you know, get into the area that you enjoy, it just seems like to me, maybe I'm missing something, but it seems like to me there's more choices than ever. And I do get questions somewhat regularly about, hey, what races do you recommend? What races, you know, have you run that you really enjoy? And I'm always looking for new races to run. You know, that's a kind of a side of the business that I don't talk about as much to you guys, but you know, trying to find races to partner with, to promote, to speak at, to get the word out about some of these smaller races. Because if longtime listeners, and if you've listened to certain episodes, you know that I definitely dig the smaller races. You know, I nothing against the big city races with tens and thousands of people, tens of thousands and more, 20s of thousands, 30s of thousands of people. That's just not my preference. And obviously those races have the type of budget to really promote and get their names out there. But the smaller races, the races with 1,000 people, 1,200 people, 600 people, you know, those are the races that I kind of like a little bit more anyway, because it's a smaller town, a little bit more casual, a little more laid back, kind of my vibe. And also they're the ones that don't have the marketing budget. So you don't hear about those unless you're in the local area. So today what I want to do, and I'm not really giving any shout outs to any specific races today. Those may come in the future. We'll see. I'm kind of actively reaching out to a variety of races and seeing if there's something where we can work together to help each other, to scratch each other's back a little bit, help each other grow a little bit. But today I just want to talk about, you know, how do you figure out what races, you know, what, you know, how do you narrow it down? Like I said, we've got this huge pot, and there's all kinds of marathon databases out there. There's Find My Marathon, there's MarathonUSA.com or MarathonGuideUSA.com, whatever. If you just type a Google search for, you know, Marathon Finder, you're going to come up with five or six really good directories that, you know, you can break it down by month, you can break them down by location, you can break them down by all different metrics. But even then, you know, like it's just a little bit tough, because then you're just looking at options on a screen. So what I'm going to try to do today, if I can get my words out correctly, is to kind of give you some thoughts or some ways to kind of narrow it down beforehand. Because I think what some of us run into, I know what I've run into in the past, is like, you know, you're looking for a race, you got three or four good choices, you can only pick one, you pick one, and then you start asking yourself, you know, well, did I pick the right one? Was that the right race? You almost get a little case of buyer's regret, you know, like you signed up for this one race, you're training for this one race, and then maybe there's another race that's 2 weeks before yours, and you start to see people posting on Instagram or posting on social media about how great this race was, and you're like, God, maybe did I choose the right race? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that's been there, but if you've ever looked at a lot of different options, I'm sure that you probably maybe I'm thinking that there's at least a few people that may have had that same type of questioning of, well, you know, I ran this race and it was good, but boy, so-and-so's posts really made that other race look like it was awesome. Like maybe I'll run that one next year. And then when next year rolls around, you're still choosing from four or five other races that all looked really good, you know? So how do you choose? Well, one thing that I do just want to remind you that you don't have to always choose the same races. I know some people tend to run the same races year in and year out. And if you like that, that's fine. But if you do find yourself in a little case of that buyer's regret type of thing, you know, those races, most likely they're going to be back next year. So just go ahead and commit to it soon, like as soon as registration opens, then you don't have to worry about trying to figure out, you know, wrestling with which race to run, because there's five races that are all 4.5 months out and I don't know which one, you know, I don't know which one to do. But if that doesn't work for you, if you're looking for some options, here are a few things that I consider when it comes to picking a race, and maybe it'll help you to figure out what races to run in the future as well. First and foremost, I think that for a lot of us, certainly for me, the cost of a race is a big factor. You know, again, I'm not gonna try to speak for you, but I got a feeling I'm speaking for a few people here. I know that I'll look at some of those some big races, you know, whether it's your world majors, whether it's you know, a Disney race, whatever it is, some of these bigger, high profile, lots of people at them races. I go, God, that would be such a great race, and then you realize, you know, that whatever it is, New York costs $300 or something like that to get into. A Disney race is $175 or $200, something like that, and you get a little case of sticker shock sometimes when maybe you're used to paying, you know, around $100 for a half marathon or a full marathon, and now you're looking at two or three times that cost. So, you know, that again, you know, let's not kid ourselves. Racing can be expensive. And I think something that sometimes we do, sometimes something that I've done before, is I look at the price of the race and think, God, you know, I can afford that, or God, that's kind of expensive, and forget that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the cost. So if you're looking for races, you know, the cost is going to be a factor. Are they races you have to travel to? Are you looking at a plane ticket, a hotel, you know, food, you know, when you're restaurant food for 3 or 4 days, or, you know, if you're coming down here for a Disney race, are you looking at theme park tickets? You know, all of these things that factor into, does this race fit into our budget or not? And if you find that your budget's tight, then traveling to a big race may not be as much of a possibility, but that's when you start to look locally, look within an hour or so drive of yourself, because that's the kind of drive you can stay at home. You can sleep at your house. You know, the reason I've run so many Disney races that I can sleep at home, drive up there the day before, get my bib, drive back the next morning, drive up there for the race, run the race, enjoy myself, drive back. So yeah, by some measures may have overpaid for the cost of the race, but my total cost for the entire experience is, you know, $5 more, $10 in gas more than the price of the race itself, as opposed to all of the extras, the travel, the tickets, the yada, yada, yada. So, you know, if budget's tight, don't just look at the price on the race itself, the entry fee, especially for those races that are close to you, close by, or where you, maybe it's a little bit longer drive, but you have friends or family in the area, so you can crash there at their place and not incur any travel expenses and not have to eat at restaurants over and over and over again. So look for budget-friendly races. Another option, if you're looking at budget-friendly races, is to look to the trails. Because in my minimal trail running experience, it seems like trail races tend to be a little bit cheaper than road races. And a big reason for that is because they don't have to pay to close down traffic. They don't have to pay for off-duty police officers to monitor intersections and to stop traffic or to shut roads down completely in some cases. So, you know, you can save $20, $30, $40, $50 on the price of a half or a full marathon if you run a trail race and even ultras. You know, sometimes some of the one ultra I ran, I can't remember the exact price, but I think it was like $40, $50, something like that. Because there was no, you know, there was no expenses that they incurred. It was all public trails, public land. Nothing was closed. No roads that we had to cross. It was just a matter of covering the costs for the group that was putting it on. So, looking at trail races might be an option to break or to cut back on the cost of the race a little bit. But if you have room on your budget, and maybe you do this once every couple of years, something like that. But looking at a racecation can be pretty enticing, you know, and. You know, that's something that certainly a lot of people do when they come down to the Disney races. That's a family vacation. Mom or dad or both are running a couple of races. The kids are there. Maybe the grandparents are coming too. And we're going to run a race, but we're also going to see Mickey, yada, yada, yada. You know, again, these racecations, whether you do that, whether you go, you know, just tourism somewhere, you're traveling to Rome to go run the Rome Marathon, or you're traveling to, you know, San Francisco to run the Golden Gate Marathon or the San Francisco Marathon, whatever it's called, and you plan on making a vacation out of it. You're going to be there for a week, you're going to be there for 10 days, race is going to be part of it. You know, so in that type of situation, it's you know, the world is kind of your oyster as far as, you know, as long as it fits in your budget, of course. But it's, you know, let's look at the situation, let's look at the map, let's pick where we want to take a vacation to, and let's see when their races are. And then it just comes down to logistically, you know, making sure you get time off of work, that you get travel arrangements, all those types of things in advance, so you're not stressing and waiting for anything at the last minute. But, you know, go enjoy a vacation and pick a race that fits in during the vacation. My advice, race early, vacation the rest of it, you know, so try to run that race on the first couple of days of your vacation so it's out of the way. You don't have to worry now about, you know, what you're eating, what being all the time on your feet, things like that at the beginning part of your vacation, knowing that you've got a race coming up in a few days. Run that race early and then enjoy vacation. Enjoy seeing a new part of the world, a new part of the country, a new interesting city that you've never been to before. I mean, there's no, in my opinion, there's not much of a better way to sightsee than to go for a run. And, you know, if it's can be organized and supported and you've got people there, you know, you're going to be safe, all those types of things while you're running through a race instead of just kind of randomly running down streets, which I've done before. And, for the most, I mean, I've always come back alive, obviously, but there's been a couple times I've been in some neighborhoods that maybe I shouldn't have been in, at least by myself. You know, not knowing any better because I'm just running and I'm turning down streets and I'm sightseeing. And so, you know, doing that as part of a race, maybe it's a little bit better idea. So, you know, if that option presents itself, go for it. Go for it. And then, you know, you can also consider, are you the type of runner that is all about the bling? And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. You know, it's some people really crave having the medals, and that's cool. If that's your thing, go get the medals. But, you know, when it comes to picking races, if you really strive for the bling, you can either look for, you know, who has the biggest and the gaudiest. You know, Little Rock tends to come to mind. They're always at the top of the list when it comes to the craziest, biggest pieces of hardware after a race. But don't discount some of the other options to get a little extra bling for running, you know, running a race. You know, look for some challenge races. You know, I speak of Disney often, not because I necessarily think it's always the greatest race, but because I'm familiar with them. And they've got the challenge weekends where you can do like a 10K on Saturday and a half marathon on Sunday. Or for the marathon weekend, they've got, you know, all the way up from a 5K to a 10K to the half marathon to the marathon to get the Dopey Challenge. So what you're doing in those situations is yes, you're running two races, three races, four races, whatever, and you're getting your medal for each race. But then a lot of times there's also a bonus medal that comes along with doing the challenge. I think Gasparilla over in Tampa, which is going to be this weekend as this episode gets released. I think they do something similar. I know they have a challenges, and I think that there's some type of extra bonus, extra bling, extra whatever that you get for doing the various challenges. They got four races over 2 days, and some people do all four of them. So that gives you a chance to pick up a lot of bling in a shorter amount of time, which if that's your thing, hey, go for it. You know, so choosing a race by the bling or depending on what bling is available, that's an option. And there's no shortage of blog posts and Runner's World articles and things like that out there that you can find if that is something you're interested in. And then maybe the last way to kind of break it down to help decide which type of race you want to go is kind of, like I said, what I tend to do and what I talked about at the beginning is the size. You know, if you like a smaller race, then you can filter out the races that have over 10,000 people in them or over 5,000 people in them. And you can look for those smaller, more intimate, usually quieter cities, maybe on trails, those smaller races. And if you like them big, I'll let that one sink in for a second. If you like it big, you can find those big city races. You can head to New York, Chicago, Boston, obviously, London, Seattle, Fort Worth, Houston. You know, there's all kinds of big races across the country, across the world that, that maybe you got to enter a lottery. Maybe you got to be, qualify. You have to have a qualifying time to get into them. But, you know, if you're interested in those big races with tens of thousands of people, you can find them. You can do a charity run, whatever the case might be, and get into it. So ultimately, you know, when it comes down to picking a race, I think what I'm trying to communicate, or I know what I'm trying to communicate, hopefully I think that what has been communicated, is that there's a lot of different variables, a lot of different options to consider. And when you first sit down to go, all right, what's going to be the next race on my calendar? Whether you're doing this for the whole year, whether you're doing it for the next racing season, like, what am I going to do? What races am I going to run? It can be overwhelming because there's so many. And when you ask for recommendations, you know, if you put out on Twitter, what race should I run in October? You're going to have 50, 60, 80 different races that people recommend because everybody knows the races that they've ran, you know, the races that they've run, the races that they've enjoyed. And there's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of races to choose from. So when it comes down to it, you know, you got to find the race that you think is best for you. And so, you know, you got to narrow it down a bit. You can do it budget wise, location wise, bling wise, or the size of the race. And there's probably a dozen other races too. You know, like I said, roads versus trails. Maybe it's time to expand your horizons. Ultras versus half marathons or shorter distances. Maybe you want to focus on running fast. So you're looking for some 5Ks and 10Ks as opposed to the longer things, whatever it is. Narrow down that big field, winnow it down to a more manageable task, and then pick. And then once you've made your pick, try not to have that buyer's regret because it's something that, most races are pretty good these days. The bad races, there's a few of them. There's always a few duds that are kind of clusters and unorganized disasters. But for the most part, the good races are out there. The reviews are out there. You know, head over to BibRave and check out their reviews of races. Float out questions. Hey, I'm thinking about running this race. What do you think? And get some feedback that way. But whatever it is, you know, enjoy the races that you run. And some people run races all the time. Some people it's once or twice a year. But whatever it is, hope that this maybe helps you to pick which race or races. Are going to be on your calendar in the next several months or year or something like that. So that is it for today. How to, some ways to kind of choose which races to run next. Hope this was helpful. Hope this was useful. And again, thank you guys for all you do to support the show. Dizruns.com/support for the whole list of options, links and all those good things. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Thank you for listening as always. And if you like this one, send it forward, share it on social media, share it across platforms, whatever it is, tell a friend. And thanks for helping the show to continue to grow. I'll be paying that back soon. Promise. Got some things that are working on that'll be coming soon. That are just basically a direct result of the show continuing to grow. So until next time, please be well, take good care, talk soon, have a great weekend. If you listen to this on Friday, or a great rest of the day, whenever you listen to this episode, and we'll talk to you guys soon. See ya.